Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You know, I feel like we do our best on this show on a Friday afternoon, especially after sometimes a tense roundtable, to get away from politics, and I promise we're going to do that. But then something like this happens with the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker.
To anyone who intends to come take away the freedom and opportunity and dignity of Illinoisans, I would remind you that a happy warrior is still a warrior. You come for my people. You come through me.
Jane, what do you think is going to happen? Well, honest to God, what do you think is going to happen? This is so confusing to me.
Well, I'm just concerned, and I don't dislike him, but I'm just concerned, like, we're starting the war. How about if we just, instead of, like, making this all about personal attacks, and I get it, he makes personal attacks all the time. But guess what? In life, as a human being, you're entitled to determine how you feel about how someone talks to you. Okay. And here's the deal. I would like to hold them accountable for policies. I mean, I can't wait until February when all the illegals are gone. I can't wait until Donald, you know, builds the wall.
Okay. All right.
He's
Jane,
not
look,
going to.
Yeah,
but,
of course he's going to. I can guarantee you that the wall is going to be a priority, and that there are going to be people that are going to support that. So,
but getting rid of all the illegals is not going to happen.
Well, it probably won't, but you have to start somewhere.
But I would rather attack him on that than doing this whole,
right, but wouldn't
you're
a better,
coming for me.
Wouldn't be a better strategy. Let's say, because I get people have to play their roles as Republicans and Democrats, especially when you're in an elected position and you're an embarrassment like J.B. Pritzker. But couldn't you also say, look, we have to take it upon ourselves. You did this. Steve did this on the roundtable.
To
understand what the voters are saying right now and how we're so disconnected from the American
who
people.
Who are we representing?
But Gavin Newsom, and he's not doing that. By the way, you guys gift us Gavin Newsom or J.B. Pritzker on the national stage. We would love that, by the way, if that's what's next.
I mean, so now we're starting this personal war again. And I'm like, okay, can we just go back to policy? We are entitled to hold him accountable to the things that he promised.
Look, I want to hold him accountable. There are people that voted for him that want him to get these things done, to help the American people, honestly.
That's right.
I'd like to see that happen.
And maybe he will feel unchained now that he's a lame duck, you know, because this is it. He's got his 4 years, and then it's
over. They're
going
to get things done, I promise. All right, let's talk about something more positive here. We're going to be, and a bunch of the staff members from 97.1 FM Talk, we have a Veterans Parade on Sunday afternoon. Sue, you're going to that one with us, right?
Yeah, I'm
going
to bring Oscar, the bulldog. He likes to look
outside. How is he with other, maybe I'll bring Duke. How is he with other dogs?
Well, it might be a mess, but we'll try.
I'm bringing Luna.
Are
so
you?
There you go, yeah.
Yeah,
well, maybe I feel obligated. Well, Duke's really good, though. He's pretty well-behaved dog.
Bring the rabbit.
You know what? That's even a better idea.
That's a better idea.
You know what, Jane? Maybe I will build. I'd have to keep him in the
carrier. Do you have a clear backpack?
I don't, but I should probably get something
like
that.
You should probably get that.
That would be
the
hilarious.
Clear back with the bunny is epic.
I have to go to the House Rabbit Society tomorrow, which is right by my house, because I get my wood pellets there, which is the litter, and then hay, and I need to get some treats. I'm going to tell you something. Like, I was so confused a couple of days ago. I didn't know if he had voted for Harris or for Trump, because he was driving me nuts on Wednesday, nipping at my leg. I'm not even making this up. Becky noticed this, too. He was in some sort of ornery mood, but that's not a bad idea to bring Oreo on Sunday.
Oh, I think you should.
All right, I'll think about that. But listen, we're going to be there. The parade is at 1 p.m. This one's in Florissant, okay? Edwardsville on Monday. Annie and Mark, I think, are off on Monday. I'm working. I make sacrifices for the listeners. Those guys, you know, they don't want to work. I get it. They're off on Veterans Day. But Annie will be at the Edwardsville Veterans
he
Day.
He had a day that he had to give.
Yeah, the
back.
Truth of the matter is when I went and saw my grandson, Jane, I was supposed to have off Monday, but I traded that out. So Ethan and I are going to handle it. Fred's off on Monday and Sue's off on Monday.
So you're going to be alone?
Both. No, Ethan will be here, but yeah, okay. I'll be alone. No, I don't want your help. Thank you for offering. Both are sponsored by Cassin's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. We're looking forward to that. You can find out information at 971talk.com/events. We did this a couple of years ago in Florissant. I think I might have missed last year, but we had a great fun. And I think the weather is going to be pretty good on Sunday,
It is. It's supposed to be great.
Yeah. So that's good news. All right. Friday, post-election. Sue's News.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, here's the thing. I've got a, on this day in history, and I don't think it really requires insect news, but I don't think that we really care, do we? Do you want to
use it anyway?
I mean, it's a insect in history.
Oh, well,
right?
Okay.
Does that count for something?
I think so.
It's time for insect news.
I mean, anything qualifies.
Right?
We haven't played that one in a while, so I say yes.
All right, good. Well, 114 years ago today in 1910 was when William H. Frost of Spokane, Washington, patented the insect zapper. So
oh,
they
this
all
qualifies.
Started croaking.
I respect the man.
Yes. They all started croaking 114 years ago.
That I know. Is that sound the worst? But, oh, my God. Yeah. It's so creepy.
Is there actual research that shows that those things? I know that the bugs, because we hear them getting, you know, sucked
zapped.
Up into those
no, they're
things.
Zapped.
Does it actually help reduce the amount of bugs?
I'm not sure it does. Okay. I tell you what.
In the immediate vicinity.
Right.
I bought a knockoff one that was way too cheap the other year, and it was a nice nightlight outside.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but no buzzing?
But no buzzing.
No, it is a little creepy, the zapping. And do you think it's humane?
Yes.
Okay,
good. They're a bug.
Yes.
I think I'm with Sue on that one. Yeah, I'm okay with it, too.
Yep. So the bug zapper is 114 years old. I didn't know, by the way, that was invented in Washington State. And 53 years ago, we've had a Led Zeppelin week.
Yeah, we really have.
But 53 years ago in 71.
Black Dog. Make you groove. What's the history here?
53 years ago, this is when this fourth album, Led Zeppelin 4, featuring Stairway to Heaven and Black Dog, was released.
Really?
They released all their records basically
yes.
year after year at the same time of year
yes.
because we keep having the history
right.
of Led Zeppelin 2, Led Zeppelin 3,
yes.
now Led Zeppelin 4.
Well, they were very creative with the titles.
I love that. That's awesome. That's cool. All right, a little Led Zeppelin for a Friday. I'm good with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. I did want to tell the story of this. I saw this on the interwebs today, and I guess I should have printed out a photo for you, but you can go look. Okay, there's this couple in British Columbia, Canada, and they're thinking, all right, you know what? We're going to redo this room. We're going to take out all the drywall, take it down to the studs. And as they are taking down the drywall, they look behind it, and instead of just normal insulation, someone has left stuffed animals as insulation, and they're in plastic for like maybe 100-150 animals stuffed in plastic behind the drywall, and they don't know whether this is the poor man's insulation or whether there was a reason behind it. But
no, they're running drugs.
Yeah, well, that's did they crack them open? Right.
I was going to say, there's something inside those animals.
That's what I would think.
Well, they put a video up on TikTok, and it went viral. One commenter was crying because she saw a duck that was similar to the one she had when she was a kid and hadn't been able to find. So the couple sent it to her. And then when people would
cocaine.
Say, I want, I don't
yeah,
think
exactly.
so. You guys, I don't think so.
That's what stuffed animals, when they're treated that way,
with Jane on this one.
And
but
I'm not a drug dealer.
Are still in really good shape. So they sent them to different people who wanted different ones. And
that's
they
sweet.
Would show the video of the people receiving them without drugs.
Okay. Do we know that for sure? Okay. All right. That
so it was just a really weird thing if you want to look it up. Because he's just tearing down drywall and he opens this up and it's like, wait, what?
How bizarre would that be if you're a contractor, right?
Yes.
No, I would be very wary of that and I would have called a professional and said, something's up here.
All right, well, take a look at it online and let me know what you think.
You know, I have a secret rafter story to tell.
Okay.
Boy, this
All
sounds
right.
very intriguing.
A secret rafter.
Good one. when my mom was a child, she had four brothers, and all four of them collected baseball cards. So they hid their best baseball cards, a whole bunch of them, up in the basement in the rafters.
Oh my gosh.
And forgot about them. And they were all cards from the 30s.
Oh, frick.
So there's a house
somewhere we're not going to mention.
No, that I imagine still has, unless someone goes up into the basement rafters.
But do you know where the house is, or you just
know? I know where it is.
Oh, okay. Have you gone?
I can't believe you haven't gone there and retrieved the cards.
No.
Come on, Fred. Let's do it.
Come on.
Let's go.
We'll take you. No, let's do a road trip to the house.
Yes.
These poor people. What are you doing?
I mean, like, you know they're there.
Come on, Fred. What are you doing? Just waiting for him to kick or something like that and then buy the house?
I would actually knock on the door and say, look.
Here's the deal.
Yeah, and we'll have a camera and say, come on, let us in.
Tell them you'll share the,
share the proceeds.
Because that could be amazing, really.
You should get those cards. You are the heir.
Or just break in, Fred. I mean, that's how.
Criminals
don't get punished anymore, Fred. You'd be in very little risk.
Is this in Missouri, St. Louis?
It is.
Oh, we're going.
Yeah, you're
Fred.
Good.
Fred.
Don't worry about it.
Who's going to hold him down to get this address? Yeah. We're going to torture him until he tells us. Hall of Fame. Wow. Come on. We're
going. I'm so glad you mentioned that. That's really interesting.
That's so cool.
Okay, we could look up the tax record, see who owns it, how many times it's changed hands.
I can have an Oppo report done by today. Come on, Fred.
Hey, come on.
All right. Well,
poor Fred's so uncomfortable. He's regretting he said this.
Yeah, he's like, why did I tell these people?
But we could totally go get those. Now that you can learn anything on YouTube, more of us apparently feel confident that we can handle minor car repairs on our own if we had to. How many of these things could you actually do? Change a flat tire, Fred. Can you change?
No.
Yeah. Jane?
If I had a good jack, my dad taught me how to do it.
I never know where to put the jack.
I could do
that's
that.
That's the problem.
There's not a lot of things I could do, but I could
do
that.
And they have power jacks now that are pretty cool.
Now, those are really cool.
Here's what I would say about that. It scares the living crap out of me. When I see people on the side of the interstate changing the flat tire, call the professionals. Okay?
And you know what I get worried about is I get in the tire off. That's hard. I mean, because you got to.
Yeah.
But if you don't put it on right, like, you're in mega danger. So it would probably be better to have.
Well, that's why I answered the question. I would be able to do it, but I ain't doing it.
Yeah. That's fair. People say, well, more people now are changing their own oil because they look up how to do it on YouTube and things are expensive. But they say from 45% of people who could do it, it's now up to 58. Same thing with changing your brake fluid, replacing your battery, replacing your air filter.
Wait, hang on a second. You're telling me 60% of the people in this country change their own oil?
No, they say that they can.
They could.
They
okay.
feel more confident.
Got it.
And
because they watched YouTube. I learned things on YouTube. So
I do, too.
I can't laugh.
I depend on Spieler Automotive in High Ridge. Clayton Spieler, who's a very dedicated. They got a new location, too, and Clayton's awesome. He's a loyal listener. I went and saw the place this week. So shout out to Clayton Spieler and Spieler Automotive. There you go.
Well,
go there.
Right.
Don't do it yourself.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. If you're on the side of the road, nobody's going to look up YouTube and say, how do I take off a tire? I'm thinking you're calling somebody. But, you know.
I'd rather use YouTube to learn how to build bookshelves.
Well, that's
things
true.
That can't kill me on the road.
The things that I remember, Fred, when my sister put all the potatoes down the garbage disposal one year, and it was like Easter Sunday, and I stayed calm because I knew my sister would freak out, and I used YouTube and I figured out how to fix
Did you plunge it? I've had to do that.
I did that, but I mean, I had to actually take the PVC apart. It was maybe the most complicated home improvement job that I've ever done.
That's how I learned how to decorate cakes. That's how I learned to do all my art stuff. It's all you. I'm YouTube trained, baby.
See, that's what it takes. The Iowa-based grocery store chain Hy-Vee has announced that instead of putting in more self-checkout machines, they're actually getting rid of them. They say they're doing it to promote more face-to-face interaction with people, and they think that it helps with business. So that'll be interesting.
That was a very bad experiment.
Mm. Hy-Vee. Have you been to the Hy-Vee, Mark, in Columbia, Missouri?
I don't think so.
It's beautiful. It's like
the one in Jeff City.
Like a city.
Do we have the one around here, though?
Yeah, it's just amazing. They've refabbed it.
I used to call it, what did I used to call it when I lived there?
Do we have them here, though?
No, we don't have them in St.
Louis. Where is it in Columbia? Do you know?
I can't remember. Okay.
But Jeff City, it's right by the mall.
And
that's where I shop. Yeah,
well,
it's really good.
I'm hoping that catches on, but we'll see what happens because I really like people checking me out.
Yeah.
Wait, that sounded bad.
I think we're going to save that quote for another day for sure.
Mark the tape. Mark the tape.
Finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Okay, the name Dorito is a contraction of the Spanish word doradito, which roughly means little fried golden thing or little bits of gold. And that's it.
I support that. Random. I think that is a great name. I like that. That is a great fact.
That is why they're the random facts on Sue's News, the Friday edition in the books. Ethan Hannaford, our new producer, is going to handle Sue's News on Monday.
Love
Ethan's
it.
News. We'll see how that goes. No pressure, Ethan. We're coming back with Paul Hall.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I really like people checking me out.
She didn't even hear it because she was busy yapping with Jane, Sue Thomas.
Ooh.
Good Lord. Do you have your headphones on now?
I really like
I'm sorry.
People checking
it's my
out.
Fault.
I really like people. Here, one more time here.
I really like people checking me out.
Oh, there are going to be so many places where that could be inserted.
Truly
and
unfortunate.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Paul Hall just sent a text that said, just checking Sue out, so it's gone viral.
3 years ago, the world we knew disappeared overnight. We lost our homes, our communities, and most of the people we loved. We still don't know why above 8,000 feet we're safe.
Hunter's last filter burnt out. The hospital in Boulder will have a crate of them.
You're going to have to go below the line at least a dozen times.
If I don't go, Hunter dies.
They can't be killed, but no one's had a chance to study them.
Ooh, that sounds very dramatic. That is a film called Elevation. Mr. Paul Hall from Common Guy Films with us this afternoon on a Friday edition on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you this afternoon?
I'm just minimizing my other computer that's checking Sue out right at the moment. Just
be careful.
Asked me to. Great. I did. What can I say?
No Me Too moments here on the Mark Reardon Show.
Sounds a little creepy.
We don't need that. Yeah. So I don't know if I'm familiar with Elevation.
Anthony Mackie, Marina Bacane, she is Deadpool. You've seen her in Deadpool. Anthony Mackie, of course, so many of you know who he is from the Captain America series and the Marvel movies. This is a story about what happens when Earth gets taken over. You know, we've seen a million movies about Earth gets taken over, but they keep get everything below 8,000 feet. So the survivors go above 8,000 feet of elevation, and they survive until things happen, they have to go below, and they have to confront the bad guys along the way. It's one of those movies that you've seen the plot a million times over, so it's got to be done at least competently to make it work. And I'm happy to say it's just a touch above competently. It's not a great film that I'm going to send you out to see right now in the theaters, but it is something as it moves its way through some of the other platforms. You know, take a look at it. It's an hour and a half. It's a tight movie. It's you've seen a lot of this stuff before, but I think Anthony Mackie is the one that makes it work for me, and I think he's so good at what he does that he brings the story together. I will say, maybe it's not aliens that took over everything, but you'll have to see the film to check that out. Elevation is in theaters around there and everyone now. And then it'll be on another platform down the road.
Yeah, soon enough. Well, this one, you know, I think a lot of us coming off this election, we're looking for something that might make us laugh this weekend. So this movie's called The Present. We'll see if it's going to make us laugh.
Delivery.
Oh, no.
Eric, what are we supposed to do with a giant broken clock that
this
nobody wants?
This is a rare antique.
The clock can help you now and then, but only you can change events.
Huh. Okay. Taylor discovered that Grandpa's clock can turn back time. Mom and Dad are going to break up at dinner if we don't do everything exactly right.
Ooh, time travel sounds like it's involved, and that's Isla Fisher. I like her quite a bit. And Greg Kinnear's in this movie, so is it any good? Have you seen this one?
Yeah, I have, and it's over on Hulu now, so you'll be able to check this out over there. Is it good? It's again, a very serviceable movie, but it's something you can sit down and watch with the whole family,
that
which is rare in this type of a genre.
Yeah, because look, we're looking for stuff to watch with Alexa now that she's kind of out of the, you know, the pure kids movies and animated films, and that's why I was wondering about this one. So that sounds like it could be family-oriented. Right. That's good.
Yeah, Isla and Greg Kinnear play two parents that are going to split up, and the kids find out about it, or one of the kids finds out about it, and gets this magical clock that'll let him reverse time and try to keep them from breaking up. Well, you have to go all the way to the end to see if that works. But it's not going to be easy, and it's filled with lots of road bumps, speed bumps along the way, and involving other kids in the family. It's what kids want in a family all together in one movie. And I love Greg, and I love Isla Fisher. I interviewed Greg a couple years back, and he's just such a decent man. I think this all works from a family perspective.
Well, that is good. All right, so what else do you have? Jane and I are watching some stuff I wanted to mention here, but what else you got this weekend, either streaming or in theaters? Look, as I mentioned, I think a couple of days ago, Fred Paul, we're on the cusp of some really big movies opening here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, they're coming very, very fast. Anything from Wicked all the way through the end of the year, you're going to see some really big titles coming down the way. So first you have to finish off on some of the titles you missed in the summer, say. Things like My Old Ass is now on Prime Video for everybody to check out. I said good things about it earlier this year when it came out theatrically. Now you can see it free that way. Despicable Me 4, for those looking for that family Despicable Me type of film, Peacock has got that now moved to
their... The 9.5-year-old in my house did not like Despicable Me 4. She has actually rather discerning taste, and Mom and Alexis saw that one, didn't like it very much. Did you like it? I can't remember.
I did.
Okay.
It wasn't great. It was not in the league with the first films, but Despicable Me 4 still gets you some of that, you know, that banana humor. Back in for you. And I got to mention the Apple TV Plus stuff, because Disclaimer had their finale this week. I got a chance to sit down with Leslie Manville and hear some of the behind the scenes right before that finale aired. I hope you got to check it out this week, and I hope you enjoyed it. I know Jane, you were checking out Disclaimer.
Yeah, did you watch it,
finale?
Jane? I have not.
I'm all caught up.
Cate Blanchett and Kevin Kline. I haven't started yet. Sacha Baron Cohen's in this as well, so they're already wrapped it up. They've dropped all the episodes, is what you're saying, or the last one's coming?
The last one dropped, I think it was Wednesday this week.
Yeah.
And for Jane, I know for sure. I know she was a fan. I was a fan as well. Sisters second season drops next Wednesday.
Beautiful.
Check it out.
I love that show. If you don't watch Bad Sisters, I mean, it is so great. It's so
great. You still don't see it coming. I mean, literally, you sit down with it and you don't expect what you get out of it.
And who's in that? Who's the...
I'm looking at the cast members. I don't know a lot of these people.
No, there's one.
You will know them when you see them.
Okay.
Even if you don't know them by name, they are people you've seen in a million things before.
And and one of the girls was just in something big. I'll look it up. Proceed.
Yeah, Sharon Horgan is the main one there. I had to look it up myself because I didn't have it in front of me. Go figure.
Wait, but this relative. Is let me circle back on this. This is the second season, and then tell me. I don't remember what this one's about. What is it about?
Well, this is where there are five sisters in Ireland, and somebody turns up, shall we say, dead. And a lot of interesting things go on along the way. Very adult, raunchy in humor along
hilarious.
The way. But once you get going on it, you can't put it down. You can't get beyond it. And are these sisters doing good things or bad things? I don't know. It depends on your perspective, I guess, when you sit down with them. I laughed a lot.
It's morally ambiguous in such a funny way. And I love that. They push the envelope. And they're sisters, they're loyal sisters. And they're hilarious, but it's dark comedy, which I'm always in favor of.
Yeah, I like dark comedies as well. I am wrapping up. I'm trying to get through all of American Sports Story. I started a little late. That's the Aaron Hernandez story. We had Steve Butts, state representative, on the roundtable. His brother, Norbert Leo Butts, two-time Tony Award winner, is Coach Belichick in episode 4. And Jane, I'm finally on episode 4. I like it, Paul. I think it's pretty good. I don't remember a lot about this case. I realize it's not a documentary. It's a drama, but I think it's been executed pretty well, and it's a pretty tragic tale if you kind of get into it.
Yeah, anytime you see, I mean, I remember when it all broke out in real life, and it just became kind of almost a punchline more than anything else. And unfortunately, sometimes those punchlines have a much more serious tale behind them.
There was a lot I didn't remember. I mean, there was a lot I didn't know about Aaron Hernandez.
Well, me too, but I'm also wondering how much it really happened. Look, they have this, one thing that I have noticed is they have this interesting portrayal of Urban Meyer, who doesn't have the best reputation, you know, of being the nicest guy, but he's a hard-nosed coach and he won national championships, and he's the head coach at the University of Florida. But they go into this you know, this dilemma that I guess maybe these coaches have when you get players on your team that are misbehaving, but there's all this pressure to win. That's part of the, you know, one of the subplots
but he was
in this story.
I mean, at least they portrayed him as being honest with the Patriots as to what they were, that this kid had problems.
And I didn't get to that point yet. So, yeah, because that's all right. But that's, I'm on the next episode when he goes. I'm wrapping up. I think I still may have 15 minutes to go on episode 3, which is, you know, pray away the gay.
But disclaimer's good.
Yeah, good. Anything else, Paul, you want to mention before we get out of here?
I was just going to mention, if you're not ready, Christmas movies are coming everywhere. Best Christmas pageant ever is in theaters. I've heard good things from the director of The Chosen, Dallas Jenkins. Meet me next Christmas on Netflix. Not talking about them yet because I'm not ready for Christmas yet. But those movies, if you're a Christmas movie fan, the platforms are all launching them now.
You know, I'm approaching this holiday season with perhaps a different mindset because I had a friend of mine that sent, I think he was maybe harassing me just a little bit, flipped his Christmas lights on last night and said too soon. And, you know, I've been kind of militant on this over the years, Jane, you might remember. Don't flip it on until Thanksgiving. We need the spirit of the holidays.
We need a little Christmas.
I'm almost ready. I'll be mocked if I do this, but I'm almost ready to flip mine on just because I want to think about family and the holidays.
The tree's going up soon.
So I'm okay with some Christmas movies here, Paul. That's okay.
And hot chocolate.
We'll work some in next week for you, for sure. I've got plenty of them lined up.
When do you see? I'm going to see Wicked a week from Sunday before the opening with my daughter, so I'm very excited about that. When do you get to see it?
I don't have a date on when I get it yet.
Really?
They keep things from me. Mark, I become kind of one of those folks that's in the wilderness, you know, flyover country extreme, I guess.
Well, to Paul's, he's up in Milwaukee, and what's happened over the years in the immediate aftermath, sir, I think some of this was happening before the pandemic, but look, Hollywood has really changed some of the strategy when it comes to getting these movies out across the country to critics, and they don't screen as much in Milwaukee, and we're not a whole lot bigger here in St. Louis, so we don't get as much attention as we used to. They sort of concentrate on some of these bigger markets because the budgets are a little bit more restrictive. Tell folks where they can find your reviews.
Simple, commonguy.com. I'll be posting a link this weekend for the Critics' Choice Documentary Awards that airs on Sunday night. I'm a voter. I am working on casting that ballot for tonight.
Awesome. Thank you, Paul. We'll talk soon. Hey, just out of curiosity, I haven't been paying close attention to the Chiefs. Have they won any games this year, the Chiefs? Do you know?
One or two.
Really?
The Chargers are still right behind them in the standings. Don't worry.
Good luck with that. All right. We'll see. Have a great weekend. We got... It's a Friday afternoon. Frank Cusimano is here to talk sports on a Friday afternoon. And Fred Tilby, first of all, how are you, Frank? Good afternoon.
Doing well, sir. Hope you're well.
Fred said one of the things to bring up, and this one did elude me, so I want to find out a little bit more, and I Googled it, but there's a controversy, and Jane, I don't know if you're dialed into this at all, with the head coach of Florida basketball, Todd Golden.
Yeah.
What's up with this?
It's unbelievable that this is a married man with two kids, making about $4 million a year and having great success as the Florida basketball coach. And there's all these allegations out today about stalking Florida co-eds, sending pictures of his you-know-what to them.
Oh, Lord.
And it's just, I don't know why any man thinks that's a good idea.
I don't either. You speak for all women.
Yes.
Okay, like nobody wants that.
Nope.
Seriously, that is not a way to get a woman. What's wrong with these people?
How can you think? The story says that the 39-year-old sent unsolicited photos of his genitalia, including while his team was traveling. You're a head coach at one of the biggest programs in the SEC or in the country, and that's what you're doing. That is unbelievable. Now, I don't know if they have video or, you know, photographic evidence here, but good Lord. Sounds like he's not going to last very long at Florida.
No, I think this will be quick, and you just have to wonder, even though he's young and has been successful, whether he gets another job. I guess everybody forgives, and, you know, Brett Favre found work, but, boy, when you're representing a university, this is a tough call to a chancellor to
co-ed.
Say, yeah, let's go with the guy who just sent pictures of his junk to a bunch of Florida co-eds, yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that's a little...
The world's gone mad.
The world has gone mad. I got to touch on this last night, the game, because that was like a college game last night between the Bengals and the Ravens. That was an incredible finish last night, Frank. I don't know if you stayed up for it.
Yeah, and I have to tell you that I don't know how an MVP can get better, but Lamar Jackson actually is. And I don't know how a quarterback in a losing cause can play any better than Joe Burrow did last night.
He looked great.
But that was NFL at its finest.
Chase, that throw to Chase, you know, the second to last touchdown, I guess, man, that was unbelievable. Maybe it was the last touchdown. There were so many back and forth. Let's talk a little bit, though, about baseball and what happened with the Cardinals this week. You know, I had Scotty Werman on last night, Frank, talking about this move of Wilson Contreras to first base. And, you know, my instinct as a fan was, that kind of seems to make sense. He wasn't quite sure just because of the defensive aspect of first base. Maybe some people, including me, underestimating the skill that Paul Goldschmidt has defensively. But your thoughts on that?
Well, he won't be Paul Goldschmidt because Goldschmidt was the best of his generation at first base. However, if you're a catcher and you are blocking, you know, 100-mile-an-hour fastballs and picking up sliders, I think he's got enough hand-eye coordination. He's got to learn some footwork. But what it says is they believe in Ivan Herrera and Pedro Páez, and they can handle that position pretty well. And if you look at Goldschmidt's numbers last year, you'd like to think that Wilson Contreras will have better numbers at first base than Paul Goldschmidt would at this stage of his career.
Can I ask a strange question that nobody's really asked, I guess, maybe in a little while? Whatever happened to Yadi helping the team?
Oh, my gosh. Let me just say this. When it happened last year, when they announced that he's going to be a consultant and he's going to be, you know, a part of the organization, my first thing was, I used an old word, poppycock. There is no way in the world a guy who made as much money as he's made and has traveled to Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Chicago a gazillion times, that he wants to do that again as a, right, a, you know, assistant coach or helping out. When you make that kind of money, when you have that blank you money, and you've done all that traveling,
I'm
and you've done
you.
It for like 25 years, there's no way you're going to do it. I knew it was a joke the day it was announced.
Yeah, and I think a lot of us, I remember you comedy, but it just sort of went away, right? Nothing ever manifested into anything, yeah, which I guess was going to happen. But do you expect anything? You know, there's a little buzz out there about Nolan Arenado maybe being some trade bait. You know, there's a lot of work to be done. Anything in the immediate sense, would you think?
Well, I think when you're playoff list for two straight years and you really have no hope of winning in the immediate future, I think everything's got to be on the table. I mean, like, Ryan Helsley's our best player, so why would you trade your best player? Well, you're not going to win with him, so why not see if you can get a bunch of assets back? The difficulty with Arenado is that he's got that convoluted contract where the team that acquires him in the trade, there's going to be three different teams paying him, Colorado, St. Louis, and that team. But and look, Nolan's a great player. He's probably going to end up in the Hall of Fame. But as we've seen, I don't know if you win with him.
Mizzou, Oklahoma, tomorrow. Go.
Well, I just texted about 7 minutes ago with somebody as close to the Brady Cook situation as you possibly could be, and he said, quote, progressing game-time decision. I got a feeling on a Saturday night, his second-to-last potential home game in his college career, that this kid is going to be out there one way or another. And it won't be just a quarterback playing. It'll be lighting up a stadium, lighting up a team, and that's what they may need. You know, look, Oklahoma is not a great team, but they do defend really well. A pick six won the game against Auburn. They played pretty good defense against Tennessee. But if Brady's out there, I think they got a great chance.
Is this the first game against Oklahoma since Blaine beat him in 2014?
No. Was it 14? I thought it was 2011. You may be right.
I thought it was 10 years ago. I might have the years off, but I mean,
it's been a while.
The last time we beat Oklahoma was that night game. I think I was there. And then because of the SEC, we haven't played him anymore until now.
Oh, you meant the game that they returned the opening kickoff?
Yes.
Back for a touchdown. That was 2010, actually.
Oh,
but I think
I'm way off.
Again in 2011.
Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking, but it was when Gabbert was quarterback, though. That's why I thought it was like 10 years ago. Anyway, I might be off on the timeline, but, you know, those were exciting games. It was a great rivalry, obviously, going back to the Big 8 and the Big 12. What's coming up on Sunday night, Frank?
Well, we got a couple of fun things. We're going to talk with Brady Cook, hopefully after an Oklahoma a win against Oklahoma. We're going to have Randy Carricker, one of the great talk show hosts of all time, in breaking down St. Louis sports. And the story of a young lady who plays soccer at St. Louis Community College, who is one of the leading scorers in America, and who is going to become a nun. And
wow,
she now has to make a decision whether she takes the Division I scholarship and continues her career or goes right to the convent. She's really fun. Just a great young lady.
That is a fascinating story. Yeah, talk about unique.
That,
nice get, Cusimano. Hey, have a great weekend, okay?
All right, guys, take care.
We'll talk
on
Monday. I will be here on Monday for Veterans Day. That's pretty cool. I always like those really unique sports stories. Well, Jane, you got big plans this weekend?
LSU.
Oh, you going?
No.
Oh, you're just watching.
No.
Okay.
No, and in fact, I'm getting over strep throat because I went, you know, I went to the
Thanks for coming in and infecting us. Thank you. Appreciate that.
No, I'm on antibiotics.
I would have masked up.
I am not contagious anymore.
Okay, all right. Well, in that sense, but yes.
Yes. And, but yeah, so LSU, I mean, this is, you know,
we always have to remind people, why does a Mizzou lady like, because your daughter goes to Alabama and she works in the athletic department, so you split your allegiances.
I do.
And I know what Sue's doing this weekend.
What's that? I really like Emmett People checking me out.
I really love that.
People checking me out. Yeah, it takes a while. You know, I'd spend the whole weekend doing that.
We're going to use that quite a bit.
I choose to.
Yeah. Well, no, another reminder, though. I do want to mention something on a serious note. I mentioned that I was going to be here with Ethan on Monday. The rest of the crew is off. Sue's off and Fred is off. I would have been off, but I kind of traded out a day from a couple of Mondays ago. But we have the Veterans Day Parade in Florissant, which is Sunday at 1 p.m. Sue and Fred and I, and apparently canine companions. I was uninformed about the canine companions.
But what about Buddy?
Well, I've been incentivized to bring Oreo, and we'll see
if Oreo will be a huge hit.
He would be, but again, I can't really hold him up, and people would not really be able to see him.
No. You transparent backpack. This is how that rolls.
That doesn't sound breathable, but I understand your point.
They have all kinds.
I'll go to the House Bunny Society tomorrow. But Edwardsville on Monday, Annie's going to be in the Edwardsville Parade starting at November 11th. And you know what else starting at 3 p.m. So you know what else we're doing on Monday? Connection to you, Grafton Mayor Mike Morrow, who is behind this great
project
in Grafton on the Bluffs there to commemorate Normandy and D-Day. And it is an amazing project.
It really is.
And how's he doing on it?
He's doing well. They're having a fundraiser on Veterans Day. In fact, he's on History of the Lou with Sue this weekend. You hear the whole thing.
And he's adorable.
But it really is kind of an amazing idea and the story behind it. It'll be great for the area.
It really
is. Awesome. All right, Jane, have a great weekend. We will talk next Friday. Sue's got traffic coming up. We're coming back with Heather McDonald, one of our favorites. She's going to talk about the media nonsense that's going on. Coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.